Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Parsha class. We have switched back to Tuesday nights. That will be our schedule now for the near future. Okay, Parsha's Lech Lecha. So we're actually going to start with Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Before we start getting into the Parsha, we're going to start with a Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. This Mishnah and Pirkei Avos actually can act as an introduction to the next couple of parashiyos that we learn about Avraham Avinu's life. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos reads, I'm going to read a couple of Mishnayos because that's going to lead into the main point. Asara Dairis Me Adam Ad Noyach. The Torah records 10 generations from Adam until Noyach. That's at the end of Parashas Bereishis. Loidia Kamera Chapayim Lefanav, to show how patient God is. All the generations continued to anger him until he brought upon them the flood. Then the Torah, then the Parshas Noach, records 10 generations from Noach until Avraham. Again, to show how patient God was, each generation continued to anger him. Until Avraham came and took the reward of them all. There were 10 tests that Avraham, our forefather, was tested with. And he withstood all of the tests. To make it be known, how great was the love of Avraham Avinu. Now, this last line, Avraham was tested 10 times to show how great was the love of Avraham. What does that mean, to show how great was the love of Avraham? So I'll just share with you the explanation of the Tiferes Yisrael. Lachan Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Kach, the reason why God tested him so much, kedei lohidia lahakol, to show everyone, kama gedai lohisa avasa lalekov, how much he loved God. And it was not in vain, it was not for no reason that God chose him over everybody in his generation. Meaning, Avraham Avinu's tests were to show how dedicated Avraham was. And with that, Hashem made it be known, why was Avraham chosen by God to be the person that would create the nation of God? The 10 tests were to show how great Avraham's love was for God. And thus, God shows how great Avraham was and why he was chosen, especially by God, to build the nation of Hashem. Okay. Now, there's a famous question that is asked by Rechaim Volozhiner. Rechaim Volozhiner points out that in the first Mishnah, when we mentioned Avraham, when it says 10 generations from Noach until Avraham, it just calls Avraham, Avraham. When we get into the 10 tests, then Avraham is called Avraham Avinu, Avraham our father. Why the change? Why, in the previous Mishnah, he's just called Avraham, and shortly afterwards, in the next Mishnah, he's called Avraham Avinu, Avraham our forefather. Why the change? And, in order to explain this, Rechaim Volozhiner lays out a very, very famous principle of his, and he explains like this. Yirtze bazeh apimasha kasev. The intention of the Mishnah is based on the following pasuk, a pasuk in Mishlei. Mishalech betumay tzadik, the righteous man walks in his righteousness. Ashrei banav acharav, fortunate are his children after him. Again, the righteous man walks in his completeness, in his righteousness. Fortunate are his children after him. Ki kama midei shatzadik tarech v'yagal asigam. A tzaddik may have to put lots of work to attain certain levels and certain qualities. He's put a lot of effort and he's worked very hard. Labanav acharav hema keteva mutba. For his children afterwards, it's like their nature. Ubiktas yigia yagil ubiktas yigia yagil lozeh. And with much less and with a small amount of toil, they'll reach it. Meaning that the pasuk is saying that when you work on something, and you, because of your work, you gain certain levels, spiritual levels, certain spiritual qualities, certain character traits. These are things that you will pass down to your children. And you will make it easier for them to reach those levels. You meant to have put a lot of work into it because you were starting this. You were the starting point. You were the starting point of this trait. But now for your child, it's going to be easier because you pass it on to him. So the child's test now is, what's he going to do? What's he going to do, right? If he just takes on everything from his parents with less work, right? That means he's not doing what he should be doing. But at the same time, this is a benefit. When you work on something, as he says, as Kamamidas, there are many traits that the tzaddik toils on. When it comes to his children will not put in as much work to reach that level because they already have it in them from their father. Okay? Kamay Shanira Bechush. Now, so the point here is that this concept is a concept that's going to be applied to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu worked very hard. He had many tests, and he developed many traits and many levels, and those are things that he passed on to his descendants. Kamay Shanira Bechush, as we very clearly see, that many very simple people, simple Jews, they give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. We're not talking, but he says, if you just look through Jewish history, any time Jews have been persecuted, you have found simple Jews, not only Jews, very learned, very on very great levels, even simple Jews who are ready to give up their lives to sanctify God's name. For whom mut babanu, the explanation is that it's been put into our nature. May Avinu Avram, from our forefather Avraham, Shemasar Navshelu Urkastim al Munasai, that he was ready to give up his life in Urkastim for his faith. Right? Nimrod told him, either you worship the pagan gods that I do, or I throw you into a fire. And what did Avram Avinu do? He allowed himself to be thrown into the fire. By doing that, he now put into the nature of his children that they can also give up their lives. And it's easier for them to do it because he blazed the trail. Do you want to ask a question?
Yes, I have a question. I agree with the principle, but on the other hand, if his generation has to do less work to attain the same level, one would think that the levels go up with each generation, except we know that they go down.
Well, yeah, I guess what you'd have to say, your question is that why do we find the idea of the generations going down if it's easier to take on those traits?
Assuming that people work approximately the same.
Because it's easier, throughout. That's why.
Well, it could very well be that, again, it doesn't say it comes without any toil. There's a certain amount of work, certain amount of effort you got to put into it. You won't have to work as hard as your ancestor, but you do have to put some effort into it. And if you don't put in the effort, then you don't get it. So yeah, you're making an interesting point. I mean, in many ways, it kind of becomes a greater. We bear a greater responsibility in the sense that you know. But again, it could very well be that the concept of the generations going down means that our capacity becomes less. And therefore, it's true, we have, in one hand, we can put in less work to be able to attain the traits of our forefathers, but at the same time, with a smaller capacity, we're not going to be able to get it as much. So we have the ability to gain the trait, right? And again, I would also assume the closer we are, that's my assumption, the closer we are, the closer you are to that ancestor, maybe the easier it is to get that trait. You know, it could be the farther, maybe that's a different answer to your question. It could be the farther away you go, right? You're able to connect to the trait in some way. It's easier for you to connect to the trait, but at the same time, the farther it is you get from that trait, it does become harder to connect. So there will be in certain ways. So for instance, I mean, giving the example that he gives about giving up one's life, right? You know, there is a lot to that, right? And it's not a simple thing. And the point is, the point of Rechav Lezhener is, but look at all these simple people doing it. Like, where do they find the strength? The answer is, the strength is in them from their forefather Avram. But at the same time, you still have to dig it out. You still have to bring it out. So depending on either how far down the line you are, right? In some ways, you don't have that same capacity or the same strength to dig it up. But if you do dig it up, there will be a certain level that you will be putting in less to get to that, to get somewhere in that. Again, it doesn't necessarily, you know, I mean, your point is a very good point, because at the same time, clearly, you know, the example that the Reb Chaim gives is that, you know, you find generations later, people still, even simple people giving up their lives, right? But at the same time, you know, when it comes to other traits he's going to talk about, are we at the same level of Avraham Avinu in that trait? We're not at the same level. We're not. But the point is, though, that our ability to get to that trait is easier than we think it is, I guess, to say it that way. It's easier than we think it is. We should realize that it is within our grasp. It's more within our grasp than we think, because of the fact that Avraham Avinu put it into our nature. But again, whether to say that we're going to get, do we have the trait as Avraham Avinu does? We don't have the trait like Avraham Avinu does. But we do have it within us. It's there within us. We don't have to go through that same effort as Avraham. To a certain degree, we don't have to go through that same effort as Avraham Avinu did to first gain that level, because we have it in us. How far we're going to get with that level? Will we get with that level the same way Avraham Avinu did? Will we get to that level the same way our great-grandfather did? Not necessarily. But the point is that it's easier for us because we don't have to, it's not something brand new. And it's within us. And therefore we should realize it's within our reach. All right, so let's continue here. V'chein, okay, v'hu mitvara, v'chein kol ha'asara nisyonos, so to all the other 10 tests, hayu l'haishir aderech lefaneinu, it was to create a path in front of us, l'haishir, to straighten out the path, to smooth out the path in front of us. V'chein ha'asaribis l'odnum pisayim leilech l'artzeh l'artzeinu akdeisha. People get, another example, people get these sudden inspirations. They're going to Eretz Yisrael. Where does that come from? You know, nowadays, to move to Eretz Yisrael, not as hard. But there were people doing this years ago when it was much harder. Much, much, much harder. They were giving up everything to live in Eretz Yisrael. And people still give up lots to live in Eretz Yisrael. Where does that come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the fact that Avraham Avinu went through the test of Lech Lecha. Now another example, the third example he gives. The Kabbalah is called the Avdin Mishmai Latav. The whole concept of accepting that everything what Hashem does is for the good. Minisayon Harav. That comes from the test that Avraham Avinu had, where he comes down to Canaan, and shortly afterwards, what does he got to do because of a famine? He's got to move to Mitzrayim, he's got to go to Egypt. Shalahir Archamidas Hashem Yisbarach. What was the test there? That Avraham Avinu should leave and go without any kind of complaints, without questioning Hashem, without wondering and questioning Hashem's actions. Avraham Avinu can question God. He first told him to come down to Canaan, now he makes a famine, he's got to leave. But he doesn't. He accepts that whatever Hashem does, he has a plan, it's for the good. By doing that, he now inculcated in us that we have that power. He's made it easier for us to do. Do we do it at the same level as him? Probably not. But at the same time, he's made it easier for us. Made it easier for us. Okay. So according to the Ruach Chaim, the answer to the question was, Chaim Lezhener's question was, how come in this Mishnah we refer to Avraham as Avraham our forefather and beforehand not? The answer is, because it was in when it came to the tests, that's where Avraham Avinu being our father manifested itself. Being a father means he passes on the traits to us, so therefore he makes it easier for us to be able to attain those levels that he attained. And as he says, the point of the 10 tests were to trailblaze the path for us. Was to create a path for us to those levels. He went through the tests, he gained those levels, and the point, as Rav Chaim Lezhener says, Amravina going through the test were to gain the levels within himself and then pass it on to us, so that now it's easier for us to do. That's the point from the words of Rabbi Chaim Lezhiner. The point of these 10 tests were, again, to create a path for us, to make it easier for us, to put these traits into us, and therefore they're closer and easier for us to attain. And that was Avram Avinu being Avram Avinu, Avram our father. This is where his being our father manifested itself, because he passed on the traits to us as a father passes on to a child. Now I want to ask a question. The way the Ruach Chaim seems to be learning is that Avram Avinu was given 10 tests, again, to be able to inculcate those traits into his children. But the Mishnah says that Avram Avinu had 10 tests in order to show how great his love for God was, as the Tiferes Yisrael says, to show why God chose him. Are these two things working together? According to Chaim Lezhiner, if you'd ask, how come what was the point of Avinu's 10 tests? The answer is to create, not to prove himself, the way he says. It's the way he says it is, in order to inculcate those traits into his generations. Those are the words of the Rav Chaim Lezhiner. All the 10 tests were to straighten the path before us, to create a path for us, that we should have those traits. That's what he seems to be saying. So if you want to know why did Avinu have 10 tests, in order to inculcate into his children 10 traits, that's what I would have said. But I think the answer is like this, and I think the answer is very basic.
Maybe just a side effect of his passing this test, that that would happen rather than the goal.
Well, again, but I don't know why you can't answer. I don't know why you can't answer, say that's why it was. You know, I mean, the Mishnah says one thing, he's saying another thing. So you want to say he's just adding on something else? Could be, but I think it's interesting that, you know, if he wanted to say, that's why he's called our forefather, because that is what happened, right? But he says those words, V'chein kol ha'asara nisyonis, all 10 nisyonis, were l'haishir aderech, they were to create the path for us. Sounds a little bit more than just also. But okay, I think the answer is going to be like this. According to Rechaim Lezhiner, Avram Avinu is called Avinu because the levels that he claimed, that he attained, he passed on to us. Yitzchak is also called Avinu. Yaakov is also called Avinu, which means they also had tests. And through their tests, they gained these levels, gained certain levels, and they passed on those spiritual levels and characteristics to us. We don't see a lot of focus on Yitzchak's tests and Yaakov's tests. We're talking about Avram's tests. But Yitzchak did have tests. It's called Akedah, at least that. Yaakov Avinu had lots of tests in his life. And if they're called Avinu, then the levels that they attained, they passed on to us. But Avram Avinu had 10 of them. The other ones didn't have as many. So why did Avram Avinu have 10? And Yitzchak and Yaakov had less. Well, on that, the Mishnah says, to show the greatness of Avram Avinu. In order to bring out, to show how great Avraham's love was, and therefore, why was Avraham chosen to be the first, to be the beginning of the Jewish nation? Why did he have 10 tests? Because of that. He had, the Mishnah is basically explaining the contrast of why does Avraham have 10 tests? The other fathers, if they're called our fathers, also had tests. And their tests were also to pass on traits to us. But Avraham had 10. Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't have 10, as many. So why did Avram Avinu have 10 tests? The answer is the 10 tests were to show Avraham's greatness and to understand why God chose him from everyone in his time to be the progenitor of the Jewish people. So it does work together. The two things work together. The idea of being a father is you get tested, you pass on the traits, and that makes you a father. You pass on the, and these are traits that are passed on to all the generations. That would make them the father of all generations. Avram Avinu had the most to show why he was chosen to be the first.
But is it true that, at least one would think, that getting to a level, it might involve not passing a test, but showing some character or performing some something that would show that you are devoted to God or devoted to Jewish people, and without being tested.
Well, first of all, you know, the truth is everything's a test, right?
Well, okay.
Right. These 10 tests were the biggest tests.
Right.
And according to this, these were the accomplishments, right? It was these kind of accomplishments that Avraham passed on to all generations. These were the 10 tests that basically created the foundation for the Jewish people. And therefore, they had to be at a certain level. So Avraham Avinu did a lot of things, right? He did a lot of things. You know, Avraham did chesed. He did chesed. And it's interesting that, you know, here if we're talking about, you know, what did Avraham Avinu pass down? Chesed. You have to go through what all the 10 tests were. But I think Vayera, the beginning of the parasha Vayera, that's a test. I believe that's considered one of the tests. That's a test of chesed, right? So you're bringing out another very good point that it's almost like, you know, just that he did chesed, right, which he did lots of chesed, right? And we know that he did plenty of chesed when he invited people into his tent and everything like that. That doesn't seem to be the accomplishment that now creates that special foundation for the Jewish people. Perhaps it does pass down to us, right? But the point probably here is that these 10 tests were the traits that he passed down to us that became the foundation for the Jewish people. The other acts may not have been able to have accomplished that. But it's a good point bringing up.
Yeah.
It's a good point because clearly, again, following this whole approach from Chaim Volozhiner, it's only these things. What about all the other chassadim? What about all the other things Avraham Avinu did? He must have been doing other things also. He learned a lot of Torah. He taught a lot of Torah. What about that?
It's also likely that it got passed.
And it's likely they got passed, right. But again, it was the 10 Nisyonos that created the foundation for the Jewish people. These were these tests and what these tests brought out, the greatness that these tests brought out and now were passed on, they were the foundation for the Jewish people. Without these tests, they couldn't have had that foundation. Even with everything that Avraham Avinu was doing. Don't forget, Avraham Avinu taught lots of Torah to lots of people. Nothing really left of it. Okay. But thank you. That's a good point. Now, there is another very interesting... So, the connection that we have here between the tests and Avraham Avinu, the tests and Avraham Avinu being Avinu, as Chaim Volozhiner says... Is the fact that these tests were the traits that were meant for Avraham to pass down the traits to the Jewish people. As he says, the point of the tests were to create these traits to pass on to the Jewish people. So the tests and Avraham being our father is, again, this is where his being our father manifested itself. But there's another very important connection between tests and being the father. And that comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has the following very interesting conversation between David HaMelech and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Am Rav Yehuda Marav, the sage of Yehuda Marav said in the name of Rav, Lo'olam al yavi adam atzma l'dei nisayon. A person should never bring himself to being tested. Do not put yourself intentionally into a situation of being tested. Shrei David Melech Yisrael hevi atzma l'dei nisayon v'nichshal. David HaMelech put himself into a state of being tested, and he stumbled. Amar lefanav, David HaMelech said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Mipnei Ma Oimrim, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, VeElokei Yaakov. Why do they say, he was getting a bit ahead of himself in time, why are they going to say, Shemayin Esrei, the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, and God of Yaakov, Vein Oimrim Elokei David? Why not say the God of David? You know, this is a Gemara that you have to, you know, approach with the proper principles. That when David HaMelech said this, David HaMelech wasn't looking for honor. What was he looking for exactly? That needs explanation. But this is Agadat Gemaras are the hardest Gemaras to understand. They're not stories. They have tremendous depth to them. And when David HaMelech says this to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you know, why don't they say like, "Hey, David"? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't say, like, get out of here, what are you talking shtism for? You know? He responds, which means it's not a joke and it's not arrogance. Okay. So that was his question. Omar, So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Inu min suli va'at loy minasisli." They were tested by me, and you weren't. David Melech had a lot going on in his life, right? It only shows us, you know, what kind of how great the tests of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov were. Yosef too. Amar lefanav. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you know why he doesn't say Elokei Avraham, Elokei David? You know why you're not one of the others? Because you're not you haven't been tested. Amar lefanav Rebbeinu Shlom, lechaneini v'naseini. So David HaMelech says, go ahead, give me a test. So what does Rebbeinu Shlom say? Amar minas melech. Okay, I'm going to test you. Not only that, vavidna milsa bahadach, and I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do something for you. For them, I didn't let them know what their test is going to be. But you, I'm letting know beforehand what kind of test you're going to have. You are going to be tested in a matter of erva, in a matter of a challenge of lust and passion. So David HaMelech says, give me a test. Hashem says, all right, I'll give you a test. Not only that, give me a test. I'm letting you know what the test is about. I'm giving you a chance to get ready. Obviously, Chen Yaakov, they didn't know what was going to be coming. You I'm letting in on. All right. And what happened? David HaMelech stumbled. Okay, lots of discussion about what he did. Did he do a sin? Did he commit adultery? All the Mepharshim talk about, no, he did not commit adultery. If he did, he couldn't have been David HaMelech. But whenever it was, he did not pass the test. And therefore, the Gemara says, from David HaMelech we learn, do not put yourself into a situation of being tested and say, oh, I'll be tested and I'll pass the test and I'll get a lot of credit, I'll get a lot of points. No, you don't put yourself into a state of being tested. But what we want, but for our discussion, the point of this Gemara is a very interesting one, and that is for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to be considered of us, to get to that level of being of us, what did they have to go through? They had to go through a test. They had to go through a certain level of challenge. If you get a certain level of challenge, and you pass that level of challenge, you become a father. If you are never challenged in that way, you cannot be a father. So if we combine this with Reb Chaim Elojen, it says, the challenges were now to bring out the greatness of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov so that they could be fathers to pass on that greatness to their generations. And if this is what the test did for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, then this really gives us an insight to what tests are all about. Tests are about bringing out our potential greatness. It's about bringing out the potential within us and bringing it out into actuality. When the seeds for greatness are in us, when we are challenged, we bring it to fruition. We bring it into reality. We now grow. We now gain. We now come closer to Hashem. The greatness comes out. The potential now becomes reality. That's what a test does. And in Hebrew, the word for test is nisayon, which we translate as test. But many commentaries say that the root of the word nisayon, nes, which sometimes means miracle, actually means to be uplifted. Because there is a pasuk in Parashas Yisrael, after the Torah was given, and the Jewish people say to Moshe Rabbeinu, we cannot listen to Hashem's voice giving the Torah. So what does Moshe say to the people? Al tiro, do not be afraid. Ki leva avor nasais eschem, because in order to nasais eschem, Hashem has come. So what does it mean? In order to test you? So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean he did this to test you. Rather, he spoke to you not to test you, he spoke to you legadol eschem ba'olam, to make you great, to raise you up. And Rashi says, nasais lashon harama ugedula. The word nasis means to be uplifted, to be made great. So l'avor nasis eschem, in order to lift you up, to make you great, for the world to recognize your greatness. This is why he spoke to you. That means that the word nes, which sometimes also means a banner, a flag, right? The root nes means to uplift. And therefore, a nisayon, which is a challenge, is to... Nace is to uplift a person, to bring a person up, to make a person grow. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin is showing us very clearly that a Nisayan is what made Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov into our forefathers. It's a Nisayan, it's the challenge that brings out that greatness. That's what raises you up. And therefore, the connection that we have in this Mishnah between the tests and Avram Avinu being our father, we have now another level. The nes, the tests, made Avram Avinu into our father, and then as our father, he passed on these levels to us. That is how we would put this all together. So Avram Avinu is called Avram Avinu by the tests, from Chaim Elojeinu says, because it was in those tests that his being our father manifested itself. Because the traits of, because our father means he passed on his traits, the traits that he attained, the levels that he attained in the 10 tests, were now passed on to all the future generations of Jewish people. They are the foundation of the Jewish people. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, how did they become our avos? How did they come, raise to come to the level of having that capacity and that and to come to that level of passing on the greatness to us? They came to that level of passing down to us because of the tests, because they passed those tests. Those tests brought out their greatness, and it brought out that greatness to the point that now they would pass it on to the rest of us.
But these are different phrases, though.
What do you mean?
Avram, our father, is different from the God of Abraham.
Okay.
So in a sense.
Yeah, but the idea. What, you're trying to say it's a different idea?
Well, I'm just trying to understand. Is it really true? In Gemara, he's talking about so what David is complaining about. Not
in Shemaita Esri, he's talking about the fact that it says, Avram, the gods of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? The gods of our father. And now those are the others. Those are the others. Those are our patriarchs, right?
Right. No.
And the reason why it says why do we refer to Hashem as the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov? Why are we talking about them?
No. But David did not say, why is it that they don't say David our father?
I think it's the same idea.
This is what I'm trying to understand.
I think it's the same idea. You know, it's interesting. You know, maybe so. You know, why is he asking it only in relation to the Shemoneh Esrei? Okay, that's an interesting point. I don't know. But I do think that, again, you know, we mentioned Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov because they are our fathers. So that level of father is what they have through that. You know? But I do see the point that you're making. Maybe it's coming from a different angle of whatever L.A.K. means, perhaps. But, yeah, I my understanding was that, you know, it's we can understand this Gemara to be saying that it's about the idea of coming to the level of being a father.
The question is, could each Avraham Avinu's 10 tests, that couldn't have been done by, I mean, he had it with his test, nobody else could have done that, so many tests, Yitzchak and Yaakov couldn't pass those tests?
I don't know.
First one had to be the...
I don't know, it's an interesting point. I mean, you would think that way. You would think that these were tests that Avram only could have done, but maybe not. Maybe all of them could have done it, but at the end of what? They thought he could do it, right? And clearly, Yitzchak and Yaakov were able to take upon themselves a level of challenge that got them where they did. Maybe he could have, I don't know.
General question, whether we could compare levels of different people. And, I hear a few times that we really cannot, but maybe on a grand scale, for the, apparently, you know, our forefathers are much higher level, but between us, I've heard several times that it's not recommended.
Okay, but I mean, but the point is we know we have others.
Right, yeah.
And then we have this, I don't want to use this, not a good word, this hierarchy is there. It exists.
Yeah.
It's there. So where it is, you know. Listen, at the end of the day, we know, no one knows anybody's level, right? But as Boris mentioned before, we know there's a concept of Yerida Sadeiros, the generations go down, mm-hmm. things get less, right?
Yeah,
we do know that, right?
Right.
And when we read about or we've met certain people from previous generations, you know, we see that there's something there that just doesn't, that's just not there the same way. Again, in a grand scale, in Hashem's eyes, how are we all measured?
We don't know.
That we don't know. Okay. Now, the commentaries in Pirkei Avos enumerate the 10 tests, and it's interesting how they don't count the tests the same. The Rambam says the first test is Lech Lecha, beginning of this week's parsha. He does not, now, from the way Reb Chaim Elezner was talking, what was the first, one of the 10 tests is when Avraham was thrown into the burning furnace in Rakastim, the story with Nimrod. Right? He says, that was the first example that he gave. The first example that he gave of what gets passed down to us from Avraham's test was the ability to give up one's life for Hashem. That's that, and he said, where did that come from? That came from Avraham's willingness to be thrown into the furnace. And again, an earlier commentators follow that pattern also. The question is, those who don't follow that pattern, those the Rambam who doesn't start with Ur Kasdim, and we all know Ur Kasdim happened. It's not like it's in the Midrashim. No one's doubting whether it happened or not. The question is, though, do we count that as test or not? Is it at that level of test or is it not at that level of test? So the question is, what can we offer an explanation as to why the test of Ur Kasdim wouldn't have been at that level, according to the Rambam, to be test number one? Why wouldn't the Rambam count that as test number one? So there are commentaries who explain it in the following way. It's an interesting answer. And the way, I'll just say over the answer. The answer is that, you know, for Avraham Avinu to give up his life, not to worship idols, wasn't as great a challenge as we may think. For someone who worked so hard on his own to recognize God, there was no one believing in God, and on his own he was able to recognize God, a person like that has such a clear understanding of God that to say, you know, live not believing,
yes.
We're not going to say it's no test, but it's not the biggest test. We can argue it's not the biggest test for this person. Interesting answer, right?
Yeah, interesting.
So, but the question that I saw somebody ask, Rabbi Actually Nissen Kaplan from Eretz Yisrael asks, and Lech Lecha is?
Well,
and Lech Lecha is? What? I mean, again, you have to maybe figure out what the test of Lech Lecha is, right? But Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Abraham, Lech Lecha, Maritzka, leave your land. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to make you great. So, okay, it's hard to leave home. But that's a bigger test than giving up your life? It's an interesting question. So the answer that Parsh Lee gives and the way I would say it is like this. So first let's try to delve a little bit deeper. What was the test of Lech Lecha exactly? What's the test? Hashem tells you, leave your house, leave your homeland. Big, you know, new. So many of the commentaries explain that, no, this was a unique test for Avraham. Because when Avraham left, the Torah describes, he left with the nefesh asher asu b'charan. They left with the souls that they made in Charan. Which Rashi explains to mean that when they left Ur Kasdim, they left Ur Kasdim with all the people that they had brought to belief in Hashem. Even before Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael, We know for years he was already working on bringing people to the belief in Hashem. And he already had a following. And that following followed him to Eretz Yisrael. But it still means, though, that the work that Avraham Avinu had begun and seemingly was successful in Haran, that was going to stop. And now he had to go to a whole new place and start that over again. Now, part of what Hashem said to him, I'll make you great, includes the fact that you'll be successful there. But as Nissen Kaplan points out, when the Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu had 10 tests, va'amad b'kulan, and he passed them all, Rash in his commentary to Avos says he counts all 10, and then he says v'lohirer achar midaisav yisparach merev avasai, and didn't question God because of his great love for God. So according to Rashi, when the Mishnah says Avraham had 10 tests and he withstood them all, that withstanding means not just the idea of doing what he was supposed to do, but doing it wholeheartedly. doing it without doubts, doing it without questions. And therefore, for Avram Avinu to again leave where he already started working and being successful, and now to leave and go to a new place. So again, you know, if Hashem tells you, you'd think it shouldn't be so hard. I don't have a good answer to that. But again, we can explain that the test of Lech Lecha is not a simple test of just leaving. It's about leaving the work that he was doing before, leaving, bringing people to believe Hashem that he was working with before, and he was being successful doing that. And now going to a new place and trying it in a whole new environment, in a whole new atmosphere. A person can wonder, you know, a person could have some doubts, even in the deep recesses of his mind. You know, is this really going to work? Can this really work? Yeah, Hashem says, I got the Shemach, I'll make you great. But again, it's still up to me. I still have to do the work. Am I really going to be successful? Why is Hashem putting me in this situation? Because it's not just about leaving home. It's about giving up what Avram was dedicated to doing. He was dedicated to spreading the belief in Hashem, and he was being successful in Haran. Now he'd go to a whole new atmosphere and a whole new environment and do that. But he didn't question. So now, if we explain the test of Lech Lecha like that, then let's take a look at the two tests. We're saying to be tested about giving up her life for Avraham Avinu, not such a great test. Somebody who came to such a belief in God on his own, give up his life for God, not such a big test. He can't question God, like, why are you doing this to me? After all the heart, everything that I did for you, this is what you're doing? You can have that kind of question in your mind also. If we're saying that's a question about what's going on in his mind, that maybe he has some kind of doubts. There's a place for doubts there too. Even with all his big belief, I would think. So the way I would say the answer is like this. I would suggest that Avraham Avinu, when he started going out on his own and basically debating everyone about the belief of God, Avraham Avinu knew that he was putting his life on the line. He knew he was endangering himself. He knew that starting up with everybody else's pagan gods could make trouble for him. And perhaps he knew that Nimrod, when he gets hold of this, he's going to make problems for him. But Avraham Avinu did it anyway. Meaning, I'm suggesting that the eventual situation that Avraham Avinu found himself in of being put to the test, that he could be killed for doing this, he knew this before. He knew the possibility was there before. He was almost like prepared for it.
He knew he was going to be a great nation.
But one second, I'm talking about going back to where Kostum, before he knew he was a great nation. Where Kostum was before all that. Where Kostum was when he was spreading the word of God, Nimrod said, you better stop or I'm going to kill you. There was nothing about Lech Lecha yet. There was no promises of anything yet. So at that point of time, Avraham Avinu was saying, well, get someone like that to give up his life for not to worship idols, not such a big test. Okay, well, I'm trying to say that the reason it's not such a big test is because Avraham Avinu had to be ready for it in some way. He knew it could happen. He knew he was putting himself on the line. He knew he was endangering his life by getting up and fighting everybody's idols. He knew that. And therefore, it was something that he was prepared for.
That's a good point, yeah.
He was prepared for it. He was prepared for it. All right, it's not no test. But again, combined with the fact that he gave so much to believe in God and that he was prepared for it, we can see a certain minimization of the test. But this kind of test, he wasn't ready for it. Here he was, he's in Haran, he is teaching people about the belief in Hashem, he got out of Haran, he made it through the burning furnace, he's on top of the world, no one's going to touch him now. And people are impressed by him now. Now he has all this, the miracles that were done for him, this helps him even more spread the belief in Hashem. So here he is, he's got a great kiruv position, he's doing wonderful things. All of a sudden Hashem tells him, you're leaving, he's not ready for it. He's not ready for it. And again, it challenges everything that he's trying to do. That's a bigger test, perhaps, than even having to give up his life.
So it's a greater manifestation of Imuna in some sense.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. Not to question that, right, as Rashi says. Not to question that when, number one, again, it's really challenging everything that you stand for, everything you're trying to do. But you're not even ready for it. That is perhaps the layer of what makes it harder than the challenge of the furnace. But you're also thinking about a challenge of what's going on in his mind. Maybe he should be questioning God. But at the same time, this is something that he should have been ready. He was ready for it. He knew it could happen, and therefore it becomes easier because of that. That's how I'd like to. That's how I was trying to answer that question. Now, the next thought that I'd like to share with you Arachayim. Let's at least read one pasuk from Pasha. No. Right, page 54, pasuk Aleph. Vayemar Hashem al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'laratecha me'beis avicha. Go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, El Eretz Asher Araka, to the land that I will show you. So it says, Hashem said to Avram. So the Arachayim looks at this pasuk and he sees something very unusual. There is no mentioning at this point of Hashem appearing to Abraham, just as Hashem spoke to Abraham. Which the Arachayim understands that to mean that one day, basically, Hashem went over to Abraham and said, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Just started talking to him straight. No introduction, so to speak. And the Arachayim says, we don't find that in anybody else. Typically, there was some kind of a vision. There was some kind of an appearance. I'll read to you here. The reason why Hashem spoke to him before appearing to him, which was not done by anybody else. Nope. Moshe Disneh. He had the burning bush. That was a vision. That was a certain... That's the answer to your question. Your question is a good question. The answer is Moshe had the Disneh. He had the burning bush. He had some kind of a revelation. There was some kind of revelation that already eased him into it, kind of gave him already an introduction to Hashem. It wasn't just a sudden, like all of a sudden Hashem, before you speak to somebody, right? You want the person like to see you,
He was talking about Hashem before.
He was talking about Hashem, and Hashem talking to him now.
How did he understand it?
Because he understood. What do you mean? I didn't say what.
Before this, he
on his own. Not because Hashem spoke to him necessarily. This was Avram Avinu came to the belief in God on his own understanding. His own understanding. Do you want to know when he became a prophet? Here it is. And the truth is, there are other, and perhaps, and even if you would say, and let's just stick with that. The point that the Baruch Haim is saying clearly, here is the first prophecy. It is not preceded by any kind of vision. It's just straight. Hashem talked straight to him. No vision before him. Why is that? So the Arachayim has two answers that interestingly come from two different ends. First, he says, "Oy li Yoshu olav Hashalom mishtadol ba'karas bayrei," being that he worked to recognize his Creator, mashaloi asa adam zulasai, that no one else was doing, and already through his own wisdom and intellect, he came to recognize Hashem at a young age. Again, when no one else was believing in Hashem. Hashem doesn't need to appear to reveal himself to him. He just spoke to him. The speaker is already recognizable to him. It's hard for me to explain this exactly, but the Arachayim should be saying, for another prophet, Hashem has to kind of introduce himself. Before he's going to speak, there has to be some kind of an introduction of sorts. Some kind of a vision, some kind of experience of God. Avram Avinu, he had an experience. That his coming on his own, in his own wisdom, his coming to recognize Hashem when no one else did, at the way that he did, he had such a strong level of recognition of Hashem. I can just start talking to him right away, and Avram Avinu knows who it is. That's a mind-boggling concept. Now, listen to the second answer of the Arachayim. Very interesting. Okay. Oyefsher. Ki liyois adam hishem mikdusha. Avraham Avinu being the first one in holiness. Asher basara derish shekadmu lo hayo adam shikar elokusai. V'dibar itar elokim. That for generations preceding him, there was no one who recognized God or who God spoke with. Lo zeh noak Hashem imoy beseder zeh. Therefore Hashem worked in this order. He did not show his divine presence to Avram until he first tests him if he will fulfill his decrees. And once he listened to, once he actually fulfilled Hashem's command, then we have Pasuk Zion where it says Hashem appeared to him. We take a look on page 56, Pasuk Zion, Vayira Hashem El Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. Lech Lecha, there's no appearance. After Lech Lecha, there's an appearance. Says the Arachayim, you know why? Because since Avram Avinu is new in his belief in Hashem, Hashem will not show him his Shechina until Hashem first sees him listen to a command. Everything Avram Avinu did until now, Avram Avinu did voluntarily. And clearly, he accomplished a lot. And he never became worthy of being engaged. But Hashem was not going to reveal his Shechina. Avraham Avinu was not going to have that level of prophecy, of a vision of Hashem appearing to him, until he actually fulfilled Hashem's decree.
But what about other prophets?
I want to say it, right? Masha'en ken shar nivrayim, others, shekvar kadma, v'nishtako ha'amuna b'liba me Avraham. Everyone else follows Avraham. Everyone already has the belief in Hashem already put into their hearts from Avraham. Vishra Shubi Kedusha. And it was already rooted in holiness. Hanir Lem Tchila. They were revealed to first. They had the revelation first. And he says, take a look from the Aves Emesha by the burning bush. So here he's saying something really, here he's saying something kind of the opposite end. Being that Avraham Avinu was, so to speak, the first in Emuna, he is not going to be deserving of a vision. He was not going to be deserving of experiencing the Shechina until he fulfilled what Hashem told him to do. Everyone else already, as he said, and that according to the wording of the Arachayim, was to actually show that was his Emunah real. Everything that he did until now, recognizing Hashem on his own, which was a tremendous accomplishment. But again, it's all on his own. It's all on his own. The way to show, to prove that emunah is really, that belief in Hashem is really part of him, is to listen to a mitzvah. And once Avraham Avinu did that, everybody else doesn't need that anymore. Everybody else already has that emunah. With emunah is an inherent part of them so much, they can have the Shechina first.
It's interesting. That
mind-boggling. This comes from a different edge. This is a different angle. The first answer is, Avraham Avinu, he doesn't need a vision. He recognizes Hashem on his own. He doesn't need to know who's speaking to him. He recognizes right away who's speaking to him. The other answer is, well, Avraham Avinu, he's new at the Semuna. If he's new at the Semuna, no experience of the Shechina until he does a mitzvah. After everything that he did, until he does a mitzvah, we don't know if his emunah is real. After Avraham Avinu, the emunah is so much a part of everyone that the Shechina can appear to them right away.
That's why he intends that to be the highest person.
Yeah, but here the point is, this is before the 10 tests. This is after one test. After one test, he can have Hashem can appear to him. But he's got to have a test. He's got to do a mitzvah. He's got to fulfill a decree. Or, perhaps, as you're saying, interesting point, the wording is he has to fulfill a decree. But maybe he means more than just fulfill a decree. He means fulfill a decree, to fulfill a test decree. A test decree is what he has to fulfill. Which, again, is very interesting, because Avraham Avinu had tests before, but this test of Lech Lecha is that kind of test that really shows his emunah.
But he had to show, God had to see that he got to that point. Maybe
It's
interesting, it goes right back to how you started the class about levels, that it's easier for future generations.
Yeah, you're right. That's what he's saying. Once that was not meant to be, but that's what comes out. That's what he's saying. Everybody else already has the emunah from him. The emunah is already so much a real part of them. It's so like I say, so much a part of him that they could have the Shechina right away. Very interesting.
But then it goes down to a low level. No, we can be in this level.
Okay.
But we do the best we can.
But again, but we have these.